Good morning. I'm Colin Cantwell. So you know the song "We Are the Church" that we sing for the children's dismissal sometimes? So nobody wants me to get up here and sing, because believe me, I can't sing. But you know the line, "The church is a people"? As a kid hearing this song, I was never fully aware of what it meant. But as a newly minted legal adult, 2 weeks away from graduating high school, I find much more truth in this statement than I would have years ago. Redeemer is not the largest Episcopal congregation around. However, we don't let this get in the way of being as active as we can outside of our Sunday services. If it were not for many of you in the pews today, Redeemer would not be engaged in wonderful mission projects like El Hogar, Esperanza Academy, the Food Pantry, Let's Eat Together, and many others. I could continue with this list, but I think you get the picture. Even our Sunday services could not come together without many of you volunteering your time. From our choir, to our altar guild, to our acolytes, and our acolyte director, John Wright, who is always there before the service for the acolytes and sends emails every week to our parents chronicling every change to the schedule and reminding everyone who's supposed to acolyte each Sunday, your work is what makes all of this possible. And much of what we do would not be possible if we did not genuinely like and value each other as people. We have frequent fellowship events like the parish potluck brunch we will enjoy in the Great Hall once the service ends. I've gotten to know many people of all ages through being a part of the Redeemer community. Everyone is easy to talk to, and the adults are interested in and supportive of the youth of the parish. For example, I can't tell you how many people in this building watch High School Quiz Show and have watched me and the team for the last 4 years. Well, everyone who watches High School Quiz Show has seen my physical development. I've grown about a foot in that time. Everyone I've gotten to know here has also been able to witness my development as a person and as a Christian as well. And this doesn't end at the doors of the church either. At some point last year, I received a card in the mail from Edith Carlson, one of Redeemer's homebound parishioners. She had seen me on TV, found out I went to Redeemer, and wanted to reach out. And if you don't know Edith Carlson, she loves to send cards. Though she's rarely able to leave her home as she's in her 90s, she is still an active member of the parish and still tries to touch as many lives as possible. I've been fortunate enough to get to know her and meet her a couple of times over the last year, and I just received a card from her last week, another one congratulating us on winning the quiz show. And this would not have been possible without the sense of community that this church fosters. And we, more than many other churches, respect our youngest members as well. In a few short years, some of the children in the soft space may be in my place in the pulpit, reflecting on their Redeemer experience as they prepare to go off into the wider world. And by standing at the altar for communion, singing with the atrium singers, being educated in their formation classes, and much more, I know that this church can certainly play a formative role in their character development. A Redeemer's focus on its young people, however, extends far beyond elementary school-age children. In addition to the Right 13, J2A, and YAC programs, which exist thanks to the adults who have volunteered their time to help teenagers understand their world and their faith, neither this Youth Sunday service nor the entire youth group would be possible without Kathy and Steve Burns. The youth group meets most Sundays, the Burns usually present, and every week without fail, Kathy sends out emails reminding us of meetings, asking who's coming, and seeing who will bring dinner. And this dedication provides a real-life example for all of us youth to follow in all of our pursuits. Because of the effort they put into organizing youth group, we are able to enjoy ourselves on Sunday nights. While I haven't spent my whole life in this parish, I know that I will not forget the lessons it has taught me. As a young child at Redeemer, I was unaware of how much time and dedication many of you grown-ups put in to make everything run the way it does. But now, as I graduate high school 2 weekends from today, I will be quite aware of how true it is that the church is a people. And in August, I will start at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. There's an Episcopal church there, St. Paul's, that will be my church home, hopefully, for the next 4 years. And our own Sarah Conrad is a UVA alum. Her parents now live in Charlottesville and attend St. Paul's, where Sarah and Lance were married. And I do not know much about where these next 4 years will take me, but at least I know there will be a church community to welcome me in Charlottesville. And so thank you all for the lessons you have taught me. I know I will take them with me in life wherever I end up. Thank you.
Hi, Redeemer.
Hi.
All right. As my senior year comes to a close, I have taken time to review all 17 years that have led up to this point. As most of you know, my family and I have moved 7 years ago from the beautiful island of Oahu. There, everything runs on island time. Deadlines are suggestions, and it really doesn't matter how late you are until you show up. And if you're wondering why sometimes the Doans, mostly me, arrive late, it's because we've run on island time. Everyone there is family, no matter if you just met them or you're seeing them for the gazillionth time at your weekly barbecue. Moving here to Lexington, especially, was a huge change. First of all, we left our warm tropical island with the best beaches to land in a place that becomes a frozen wasteland for one half of the year, then decides to make up for it by raising the temperature to unbearably hot for the other half. Also, you have to pay for parking at beaches. Like, what is that? Anyway, if you can't tell, I really miss Hawaii when I first got here. I miss the constant sing-song of the native birds, the sounds of the waves crashing onto the beach, the artery-clogging salmon and fried chicken covered in grease from Zippy's, the fact that I had a great view of the ocean outside my window, my friends, and the free beaches. But what I miss most about Hawaii was Aloha spirit. Although it would be a thing of the past, I thought I would never find it again until I came here to Redeemer. Here I've always felt the Aloha spirit. The congregation is always participating in activities, whether it's getting up at 4 a.m. to flip pancakes or bidding on auction goods to send our J2A members on their pilgrimage. Especially, I'll always remember our J2A pilgrimage with Kate, Zach, Jack, Jackie, Peter, and Sophia, Andrew, and Jean to Acadia. I'll mostly remember Peter's Let It Go camping parody about bears and freezing our buns off just to see the sun rise on Cadillac Mountain. There are also the multiple retreats that I've looked forward to over the years at BCH. The many hours spent trying to craft our comedy gospel skit within a couple of hours were always very hard work. Kudos to Kathy Burns and Andrew for helping us stay focused during the creative process. It must have been like herding cats trying to get us all to focus, but in the end, the skits always got a good laugh. My experience here at Redeemer has not only been impacted by our wonderful congregation, but also the exceptional leaders we have in our community. I would like to recognize the leaders who have helped shape the Redeemer I know and love. Thank you to Stephen Kathy Burns, who have selflessly given up their Sunday nights to host the circus that is the youth group dinner, and Reverend Kate, no matter how many vestry meetings I've missed or how many times I've messed up over giving the offerings, for communion as Christopher, she is always, she has always been the most forgiving person I've known. Honestly, growing up is scary and exciting. I can't wait to learn and experience new things on my own time. But all the while, I have to worry about adult things like a credit score, which I just learned what that was. No matter how far away I go or whatever situation I land myself in, hashtag pray for Andra, youth group, you know what that's about. I can always come back here. A community unmatched in its genuine selflessness, humor, love, outreach, forgiveness, collective wisdom, and acceptance. This rare spot of Aloha that I always will call my home, Church of Our Redeemer. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Zachary Stevens, and as many of you know, I am fairly quiet, and like many other people, public speaking is not my thing, but as I've been around this church since, as far as I can remember, it's more of a family to me, and everything feels more natural. Every time I come back, I just see the people I've grown up with and have been seeing in youth group for the past 10, 12 years, longer than I remember ever getting to know them. It went from baking bread in atrium to being confirmed this past year by the Bishop Alan Gates, which was a big step for me in this church. During this time, I've been in the youth group and church school the whole time, and it's been a great experience getting to know my friends here, because me and my sister were from Bedford, and this is the only time coming to church where we get to see these friends that we have now known for many years, and we don't get to see them around school, so coming to youth group and doing all these activities with them, like pancake breakfast, retreats, all these things, we get to see them, and it really makes my week after a long week of school. Another thing that I always enjoy, and this past weekend I just remember more, is as I'm working, I see parishioners coming into my work, where I work in Bedford. It's always nice to talk with them and have a few good words. I know that from my time on the short time on vestry this year, the past year, that a lot more goes on in the background than I ever thought would. I always just came, sat down, and listened eventually. And would just assume it's just the service, go hang out with friends for some food, and then youth group later on in the day sometimes. And that what I didn't realize is all the effort most people are putting in, how every time we would bring up someone for, oh, they should do this, they would, someone else would bring up, oh, no, they're already doing these three other things and they're too busy. I'd like to thank Andrew, especially also for the last few years helping, especially on our youth group retreat, the morning service, and all the other activities that we did, especially Jean Jacoby, too, who dealt with us during that time. That was definitely an experience that brought us all together, and it was a week of not showering, falling asleep and arguing in the car, but it was also a time where we grew closer, and after many of us knowing each other for 10 years, some people being newer, just maybe 5 years, it all brought us closer. I want to say thank you very much for that. This coming fall, I'll be going to Rutgers, New Jersey, New Brunswick, and I hope that's where I can meet a lot of new people and come back and visit during the spring. Thank you.